We're going to have what looks like a very crowded Republican field. Politico's Manu Raju has an interview with Rand Paul in which he essentially says the rest of them, they're all bums. He says you need a candidate, and he says, you know, globally, he says you need a candidate who reaches out to new constituencies, is able to bring new people into the party, because if we do the same old candidates, we're going to get the same old result. There's a shot at Romney in that.
That's
same old, same old.
A bit self-serving there, I think, isn't it?
A bit self-serving. Yeah, politicians. Occasionally, politicians are self-serving. But he criticizes Romney. Right. He says, you know, he would have been a good leader of the country, but he's had his chance. He says Jeb. He goes after on Common Core education standards. He's running. He's hired a campaign manager. He's got some people out there. George Pataki, the former governor of New York, we talked about this a couple months ago when he made a trip up to New Hampshire. He told Channel 11 up in there that he's very close to making his decision to get in. Not, he seemed to frame it as a when to get in, not an if I get in. Who else?
I think you're going to see a few more governors look at this race, and I think you're going to see the possibility of even some folks that aren't in politics looking at this. But it's January of 2015. Tis the season. And to borrow the cliche that I heard from senators yesterday talking about Mitt Romney, the more the merrier. And I think you're going to see that sort of approach.
But to the more the merrier, how much of that was a genuine the more the merrier, which a lot of them actually do think. I personally think you get 8 or 10 candidates in there, a mix of governors and senators, might benefit the party. You have a healthy debate about the issues, a healthy debate about the personalities, but how much of the more the merrier when it comes to the specific Romney question is
a dodge?
It's a dodge, like really don't do, a lot of anxiety about, they like the guy, but going to do it a third time?
Yeah, that was the recurring refrain when I talked to senators the last couple of days was, first of all, a look in the eye of, why are you asking me this question? I don't want to answer this question. Right. And then secondly, it was some kind of a euphemism or a dodge about, the more the mayor, or he's a great guy, it's going to be a big field. Look, there's no great love for Mitt Romney. There's respect for him as a kind and decent man, but there's no huge appetite among a lot of Republicans that aren't tied to him for him to run for a third time because the same challenges that he had in the last campaign, he still has.
Right. We'll watch in the weeks ahead whether all those phone calls he's making now convince him, maybe not.